Shadowlands. How many shadows? There are more backstabbing priests here in the city than there are stranglers anywhere.
Read those old chronicles again, Smoke suggested. How numerous were the Black Company when they came here before? Yet before they were driven out, our ancestors very nearly witnessed the Year of the Skulls. You can't traffic with this darkness. It wakens the devil in everyone. You can't invite the tiger into your house to keep the wolf away. There are no greys. There is no tightrope to walk. No one can hope to play this off against other darknesses. This is the deep and ultimate evil beyond all evils. Consider what that woman did last night.
The Prabhrindra-Dra said, I was put out by the damage done. Master Gupta and his predecessors worked on that for a century.
Not the damn plants!
Smoke almost lost control.
A man is dead, killed by sorcery. Seven more were carried off to who knows what fate. Tal and his cronies were slain in their very temples, strangled.
They asked for it, the Radisha said. They did something stupid. They paid for it. You noticed the other Guni priests weren't put out.
Gapor's bunch? They probably encouraged Tal and didn't mind when he came out on the short end.
Probably.
Don't you see what she's done? A year ago, no priest would have considered murder. Now it's accepted. Nobody is distressed. Tal is gone. You say he was stupid and asked for it, and you're right. But he was one of the most important men in Taglioth. So was Jahamaraj Jha. He asked for it, too. When she picks off the next one, well, maybe everybody will say the same thing again. He asked for it. And the next one, and the next, and then it's you and the Prabhrindra-Dra. And after that, the deluge. Never mind professionalism as a soldier. She might be the best that ever was. Maybe she can ruin the Shadow Masters in her sleep. But even if they never cross the main again, if they never come north of Dejagore, if they never win another skirmish, if she's in charge, Taglios will lose as certainly as if we hadn't resisted at all.
The Prabhrindra-Dra started to speak. The Radisha jumped in first.
He has a point. Taglios won't ever be the same.
Oh?
If we give the woman a free hand, she'll make Taglios over into the image of the Shadowlands because that's what it will take to win. Smoke, I see that. Even if you're obsessive about the Stranglers and the Year of the Skulls. I've watched the woman. I doubt if anyone but that man Croker ever had any influence on her. Brother, he's right. She'll turn us into what we fear in order to save us.
Then we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. We let her go on, we're done. We don't. The Shadow Masters eat us.
Smoke said,
There's another way.
But he could not tell them. He had not told them everything when he had reported the approach by Long Shadow's agents. Too late now. If he brought up overlooked details, they would no longer trust him. They might even think his opposition to the woman had been ordered by Taglios's enemies. That wrinkled little man had foreseen this. Damn him.
Well? The Radisha demanded.
I had a thought. It was impractical. Emotion guiding the mind. Forget it. Kina is stirring. The Daughter of Night walks among us. We must silence her.
The Prabhrindra-Dra said, We can talk about this all night. None of us will change our minds. We'd better concentrate on staying a step ahead of the priests till we do agree. Smoke shook his head. That would not do. The woman would keep everyone confused and divided. Then it would be too late.